on, where'd you find this?
I think it's everyone's dream to have sound effects. It's like the sound effects that I grew up listening to in high school with rap music. And it's like, bam. You gotta have that. You gotta have that. There's something about it. What's going on, everyone? My name's Joe. I go by the name A Millennial's Third Eye. I forgot, to introduce myself. We're going to pull in some lo-fi beats real quick. As usual, I'll be taking callers for, let me just start. I forget, people don't know everything about me. My name's Joe, and I go by the name A Millennial's Third Eye. And if you didn't know, I'm a psychic intuitive and metaphysical life coach. Welcome to the show. This is where I'll be taking phone calls for readings, questions. I really love life coaching as well. I'm a metaphysical life coach. This is where we work on problems, situations that you're dealing with. Maybe you're not sure what's going on, and we also work with your inner being and reprogramming the mind. I also love sharing about my life and what I'm going through or learning, because I think that one of the best gifts we can give to people is relatability. You know, if you're one of those people in the shadows that are like, oh my God, I'm going through the same thing. It's cool though. You're like, oh, I'm not the only one. There's something to be said when you can emotionally relate on that, on the relativity. Yeah. And it's in a way where you don't normally relate. I have new passions and ideas. I really want to be honest with you guys as I normally am. I really just want to fulfill my purpose and passion. I think I'm noticing more about this feeling of purpose and passion. What I mean by that is that I'm brought here to have this gift, right? And we all have a gift. You have a gift too. And to utilize your purpose, utilize that in the sense of giving it to others or having that purpose fulfilled. And it's simple. I think that our gift can be sharing our passion with someone or utilizing our passion with others. And if you're really into something about dreams as well, if you have dreams, goals, desires, I'm going to be talking about that later today or tonight in the show. And there's something going on with this collective vibe right now when it comes to this Mercury. It's like retrograde eclipse. Something with April. I'm not really big into the astrology stuff, but it's definitely something that I'm noticing. I feel that a lot of us are starting to experience in different ways as well. And those can start with putting your boundaries down, realizing your self-worth. It could be that you're not wanting to do something anymore. You're not afraid to stand up or do that. And changes come in when you start to change yourself. You start to change within yourself, your reality, as within, so without, the roots of the tree, and then the tree itself. Loving ourselves can be a challenge. I did a lot of conversational stuff with different people, friends, and friends. And it seems that a common topic these days and recently is also learning to let go of control. I think that it's really difficult sometimes as we're so conditioned to feel what we feel. And even myself, I'm not going to lie, I was just chilling in my room going like, yo, why do I feel this? And I think we want this quick fix. It's something to make our inner being fulfilled or happy. And we want a quick fix. It's like it's an addiction or something to fulfill that void. We want something to make it better. And I wanted something to make it better. And I had to realize, like, look, I'm grateful. I love myself. We don't need anything. Let's just enjoy the present moment. And I kind of felt this ease. I felt this ease of relaxation. I was able to let go. Because, look, sometimes we don't want to do what we're doing, certain things. And then we can steamroll that stuff real quick into negativity and other problems. So let's not do that. Let's not do that. I think it's easy to blame other people. I kind of got a little frustrated with some other situation, and you know, I had to express my problem. I think that sometimes it's not as simple with explaining to individuals about what the problem is. And so it has to be really sat down and discussed, and something that I realize as well, communication isn't always understood unless it's in a situation or scenario where it's like being not appreciated, but talk about this. Let's really, what's the problem? I banged the table and had a spoon here. I mean, noise, my bad. Can't do it again. But what I'm saying here is that under, I guess, different circumstances and certain situations, the energy, the vibration, the mood, the tone really sets the course. And I was really kind of feeling that my communication was really explaining the problem. And what I found is that maybe sometimes it's best to really ask to sit down or talk to someone about what's bothering you. And it seems that really kind of went further than it did before, because it was just kept noticing a problem repeating. And I chose to really, and I'm sharing this with you, maybe you have a problem too. I chose to go, no, I'm not going to deal with this shit. And then it would go the same way. The problem wasn't really fixed or sorted out. But I noticed that the problem was sorted out when I decided to actually sit and talk with someone about it and not just like repeat the day and the day and the day. What else comes to mind? We're going to be talking about your passions, your dreams tonight. If you're someone who is wanting to fulfill your passion and dreams, or you have any goals, desires, relationship, love, career, whatever it may be. Maybe you want a classic car. Who knows what you want? But we're going to talk about ways to really fulfill that dream. And also, I'm going to be sharing more stuff about myself, because I love sharing stuff about me that might be able to help you. Is it December yet? I really want to go on this cruise. Spirit Heart Cruise. We're going to the Mayan Ruins. I'll be a speaker. One of the top speakers there. One of the top. I mean, there's top speakers, but I'm one of the top. We're all top speakers. I don't know. But I really want to, I'll play a song, come back. We're going to take one of the callers. I want to remind everyone, I'll be taking calls for readings. I'll be taking calls for questions about life coaching. Maybe you want to chip in and you'd be like, yo, Joe, I heard that you were talking about this just now. I want to talk more about that and how I feel about retrograding and eclipse right now. I don't know what's up either. Light beings and aliens. I feel you. I do want to say this to you. I found like over the years, I was trying to be something and I wasn't, because I was trying to be everything but myself for a while, which is, I guess, for not too long. But I really think it's hilarious that all you really have to be is yourself. It's like people love it. People love you when you're like not trying to be, you're not faking it till you make it. You're not pushing products or whatever. Pushing lip gloss. I don't know what you do. I'm selling lip gloss. I don't know why it's funny to me. It's not funny. Maybe you do sell lip gloss. I don't. My bad. It's all love. You don't have to do that if you don't want to. But if you are passionate about it, then do it. I want to. That's not funny. I'm just laughing. Just have fun with me, damn it. I love everyone. I don't think Diddy is getting out of this, by the way. Whatever that is. I'm not into the news, but Diddy is not. There's so many allegations. A side note, just in my brain right now, it's one of my little things. I don't watch the news, but, you know, Cat Williams was something I really enjoyed watching. He was really, like, opening some entertainment. And then Diddy now, man, that's some crazy-ass shit. All right, I'm going to play a song that I found out was really pretty dope. It's pretty spiritual. And I'll take a caller. So hang tight. Enjoy.
Breathing me as I surrender to the will of the divine. No more stories of the past, I am shedding skins at last, and I realize I'm already in heaven. The moment I stop running from the demons in my head, and instead I choose to love them. When saying yes to life, oh, shadow and light, my suffering is done and I come alive. I am born and I will die, by each breath of final sigh. It doesn't matter where I go, I cannot hide. But when I find my sense of peace, I can walk through hell with ease. I might fall a thousand times, but I shall rise. And the moment I stop running from the demons in my head, and instead I choose to love them. When saying yes to life, both shadow and light, my suffering is done and I come alive. I want to feel it all, I wear my heart on my sleeve, saying, here I am, can't you see me? Oh, I am beautiful and fucked up in the most glorious way. When standing in my truth, who cares what people say? Cause the moment we stop running from the demons in our heads, and instead we choose to love them. When saying yes to life, both shadow and light, oh, our suffering is done and we come alive. Oh, the moment we stop running from the demons in our heads, and instead we choose to love them. When saying yes to life, oh, shadow and light, for our suffering is done and we come alive. Oh, the moment we stop running from the demons in our heads, and instead we choose to love them. Oh, when saying yes to life, oh, shadow and light, our suffering is done and we come alive.
So I really like that song. I just want to remind people too, I'm seeing people remind people, I see people call in and like leave and then come back and call in again. There are people that call in and like wait for callers or to be like call was to be picked up for a call. So just so you know, it doesn't work out in your favor because you call and then you leave and then you come back and it's like you're the last person in the list. We're going to take area code 509. What's your name? Where are you calling from?
Hi, Joe. My name is Erica and I'm calling from Washington State.
What's up? You said Erica?
Yes. Uh-huh.
Washington State. How's it going?
Mm-hmm. Good, yeah. I'm okay.
You sure? That's good. I'm glad you're okay. I'm doing all right. I'm actually like better. I'm better than I was earlier today. I've been feeling this energy shift of whatever Mercury retrograde eclipse wants to do with molding us into better beings. I want to ask you, how'd you find me? I like to wonder sometimes.
On Blog Talk.
Oh, you found me on Blog Talk. Wasn't that hard to find, I guess. Well, I'm glad you found me. So I'm a psychic, intuitive, metaphysical life coach. I love helping. And if you do have a question, you're welcome to ask. If you don't want to ask a question, you don't have to.
Yeah. Well, thank you for, you know, taking the time to answer questions and do the podcast. I really appreciate that.
Oh, you're very welcome. Thank you. I appreciate you.
My question is, I recently got accepted into a program that helps you get into law school. Okay. They guide you for a full year and just like basically motivate you and help you out. I'm just wondering if you see me getting accepted. I'm taking the test in June And I just want to know if you've been accepted, getting accepted into a school this year or next year.
I want to ask this too, because I feel it. Sometimes my spirit guides like to have me ask a question because they want you to also know the answer to it. So they want me to ask you, are you really passionate and excited about law school?
Yes.
Okay. You're going to have an opportunity for a school within this year. I'm not just saying that to say it. The reason why I'm saying that too is because you hold an excitement, and I already know that you're passionate about it, but they wanted you to like remind yourself for some reason, not to doubt yourself with what you love or want to create and do. I get more within the year or within a year. I don't see you waiting longer than that. And so you have opportunities to get more than one school, is this correct?
I'm just going to be applying everywhere and willing to move anywhere.
So the program you're going into, it's to motivate and get you aligned with more of this.
Yeah, they help you like apply to different schools and like make sure that you're studying for the exam and just network with people already in the field, I guess.
Yeah, what I'm hearing them say is that it's actually showing really good on your end that you're taking the qualifying steps to educate yourself and also show your passion with learning and how serious you are. It's also showing more of a willingness, and not just like other people that might be applying and they're hoping for something. You're putting in more effort, creativity, passion. So what I also want to remind you too is that I would like you to let go a little bit more of any doubts or concerns you have with getting into a school. I'm not sure which one you really, really want. I don't know which ones are going to be up for grabs, but I do know that you're going to have the opportunity within the year. They're also saying don't hesitate to apply. So if you're waiting for the right time or you think that you need X amount of time to apply, sometimes what really holds us back is that we're just not applying yet. So I want to give you a little quick story here about myself. Not the same circumstances, but similar. My dream is to be a motivational speaker. And there's more to the story, but I'm going to give you a quick, short one. Short, quick. I'm really big, into the flow of life right now, which is letting go of control, which isn't always easy. And I've learned that you're putting less resistance to what you want to attract. And I already know that you're into some of this, or I feel that you are. And so what happened was actually someone brought me this invitation to apply as a speaker on a cruise, which was a double dream. And I kept hearing my guide say, stop overthinking this, because it asked in the title, what do you want to talk about? What's your title of your speaking opportunity? You know, what am I going to talk about? And I heard divine timing and the flow of life, because this is all I was learning right now and how this came about into my life. I might as well do it, right? And so it took me a day. I didn't do it right away because I was a little nervous. So I did it, but I got the position. And what I want to share with you is the same thing. Don't overthink it. Be you, apply. You're doing really great, though. You have a really great energy. You're very smart. You don't waste time with people that you already know. I don't know what your dating life is or anything like that, but you don't waste time with anyone who is negative or doesn't meet your qualifications. You feel it. You're an empath. And I do want to ask you this, because I love hearing, even though I'm intuitive and all that, I want to know what brought your passion. Because I love, even tonight I want to talk about dreams and passions. What brought you to wanting to be a being a lawyer or going to law school?
I think as a little girl, I just knew that I wanted to represent people in tough times, I think.
I really like that.
You know, I knew. And like this morning, for example, I had a meeting with a couple of attorneys that they're working on a civil rights lawsuit with a school district. And so I was just there interpreting. For one of the attorneys that I built a good relationship with over the past 2 years. And I think I met two other attorneys that were there, a man and a lady, and I felt like the man needed more empathy. I think, you know, there was a parent there discussing what they've experienced and the discrimination and the lack of like, training within staff at their son's school. And so, yeah, I just like picked up on that. I was like, oh my God, like that's sad. Like it was a bad situation. And I just felt like he didn't really show some of that. And, so yeah, I just want to be like a caring attorney. And yeah, just really help. That's all.
I love that. Now I do have a conversation if you don't mind. Do you find that it's possible, or even if you've seen it or not, do you find, well, it is possible, I guess. Do you find it, what's the words, that some people can come in with a caring heart and then also lose that passion and kind of go cold, though? Is that something, oh, it's a possibility, right?
Yeah, and you see it everywhere. Mainly, I think, in every setting, actually, but I think more like in the medical because they're so worked out, and I think more so there, you know, I'm sure doctors start off wanting to really solve people's health issues, but then they just become numbers. And I think some people too are just in it for the money, I do think, I hope that doesn't happen to me.
I was just curious. No, you have a good heart. I do want to ask you one more question before I let you go. Is there a certain, I don't know the terms for lawyers and stuff like that. Is there a certain position or placement of care in that field that you're really looking to spend people in particular? Or are you just not sure yet?
I've always kind of thought, well, no, not really. There's nothing specific. Initially, as a little girl, I thought immigration, but then I thought criminal law. But I do know that in law school, you just learn of so many different aspects, you know, like tax law and property law and just different, you're exposed to different things. But nothing for certain as of now. Right. I just know that I'm just going to be exposed and hopefully learn or open up to something that I really want to do. But what do you see me doing?
Well, I was going to tell you, I lied. I had one more question. You said as a little girl, was there a certain situation that you felt, honestly, there's something, so before you even said anything, I don't know the circumstances about the parents, the school, but I felt immigration or foreigners, or they're from another country or another place. I feel that you hold empathy for humanity and not, you don't see, which is beautiful. You don't see division, which I'm really proud of you. And a lot of people, I say that because you might think it's simple, which I do too, but a lot of us and a lot of people, there's not a lot of people that always understand that. You don't see division, the sense of, negativity. You see wholeness and oneness. You see people and equality. Some people get aggravated. I'm not a fan of politics, but they get aggravated. I see you passionate with individuals. I don't know the circumstances, but not from the country, or they're immigrants, something like that, where they didn't get treated fairly and they deserve it. And that's what I was feeling. But I did want to ask you too, and I'm not sure if that's going to be in criminal. I don't see – there's something about you with families, or the love of family, or the justice within family, and also fair acts of if it is immigration or just even people who are in this country and situations like that. So that's what I was getting. But life has a funny way of bringing us where I guess we're meant to be, which is, I don't know what comes out of it now, but what happened as a little girl, or what do you remember that you knew this for you?
My uncle, he was like a severe alcoholic. And so he was always in and out of court. He was in jail. Like it was, and then growing up, you know, as an immigrant too, I didn't get a green card till, you know, I was like in middle school or something like that.
Oh, okay.
And but recently actually I do have an interest that it's the medical field. I've had two experiences, family members close that, you know, that were neglected in the medical field.
Sorry. You know, it's unfortunate. I've known some people that have dealt with that as well, and it's not okay. I'm actually, so that's a beautiful story. Thank you for actually sharing that. I appreciate that a lot. It seems that, which is interesting, you know, it makes sense with my intuition and all that, but it seems that when we go through hard times, this is where our passion and love really starts to like bring in purpose. And that's, I think it's really cool that you found that at a younger age, and it's something that you just knew. And I'm really proud of you for that.
And I think that's kind of my motivation too. Like in my mind, I'm just like, I want to fuck them up. You know, like these people in the medical field, doctors who are negligent, who could have done more, who didn't. And so I just think the system itself is pretty messed up. But I wouldn't necessarily go after, like, of course I would want to like sue the doctors and, you know, for damages and like somehow help the families. But I think more importantly, it's within politics. I think laws should be, they should be held more accountable for their mistakes or for not doing enough for patients who, and it's kind of hard, you know, when the patients are gone. You know, you can't really say, hey, you know, but, you know, you have families who are hurt from that. And
absolutely.
That's really, I think, my motivation.
I really admire that. I know, you know, I lost a personal friend to, mistreatment in the medical field. I know of several people. Negligence, that's the correct word. Yeah, don't mind me. I appreciate it. I bet you didn't plan on getting interviewed tonight, but I really enjoy our conversation. I had this new dream of mine that I really want to do where I just meet a stranger and we have this talk of like, it's not about like, what do you like and how's your dating life? You know, it's just not, it's let's talk and be open and just appreciate each other. And so this is kind of like a dream fulfilled right now. Thank you. You're definitely going to be going to the law school and you're getting where you want to go. I just want to remind you to don't quit. I don't see you quitting. I also, do you honor in some way your ancestors or talk to those in spirit, or did you have anything like that? Because I see that in some way.
I feel like daily, I connect with, you know, my grandpa and my aunties who passed away.
Okay.
I just remind them. It's not like I actually connect, but I just remember them, and I'm just grateful, you know. That
absolutely.
That's still something.
That's still them. So they're in my feelings of what I was getting is that they're honoring you and they're there with you. So even though that's your way of doing that, and you're in tune with yourself. I want you to know that you're in tune more with who you are. I didn't plan on talking this much, but you're really awesome. So you're in tune with who you are, and you're intuitively aware more than I think you know. Keep trusting your heart and guidance, and know that this is kind of like also what your family is kind of relaying in this message. I don't want you to just think it's me. you're making the right decisions, you're doing the right thing, and you're going to be making some achievements that you have wanted. Just also know to remember to like make time for yourself, have fun. Don't feel pressured. Like this isn't the only thing that you're living for. Make sure you plan stuff for yourself. And, but to let go of any stresses you have is you're going where you are manifesting yourself to go. And this conversation alone to me is divine timing because of the topics I had in my mind, but you're making everything happen, your passion with why you're doing it. And every time you're going to be defending someone, you're going to remember why you're doing what you're doing. And before I let you go, I want to share a story with you quickly. The reason why I love doing what I do is because I lost two people to suicide. And it really impacted my life in a different way, similar to you and how it impacts you. It made me feel like what's really important while I'm here and how can I really help others to be a purpose, a passion with this. And so I share my life in a way where I can bring enlightenment to not just people who are having depression or suicide thoughts, but to anyone who wants to see things through and keep going. We all have those moments. I know where it's like, what do? I'm stuck. I'm tired of this. I really enjoyed our conversation. I really hope to hear more about your journey later on too.
Yeah. I'm really excited to, you know, make it happen. I feel like I've been stalling for a little bit and I'm just ready. Oh, actually I wanted to ask you, how do you see my exam going in June? You know, it's a big deal.
Give me a minute. So the first thing that is coming up is I see you have, I don't know, the best way I know to just say this is just say it. The feeling I get was you took test after test after test, almost after, like you had to practice and practice and practice and practice. But you're taking it to like the ultimate levels of success where I see you not only practicing like in a classroom, I see you practicing at home. Like, give me all the quid. I want to know. I want to remind you too, though, when you practice, I want you to take a deep breath because I see you getting super anxious. I want you to just remember when you sit down, take a deep breath. There's something about you just grounding and going, I got this. And I want you to keep remembering you got this. My guides also want me to remind you too, with your testing, you think sometimes that you're going to miss something. I want you to let that thought go because you know a lot. You're going to learn a lot. And when you take this test, not just this one, the ones you're going to be going forward with or whatever it may be, you're absorbing information because you're going to remember stuff and not everyone else is going to remember. Don't think you didn't remember it. You got this. And I see you doing really, I'm going to say like in number wise, I don't know the grades, but in the 90s to 100, because you're the type of person that gets really annoyed when you get one wrong or something, but I see you doing really well. I'm not sure which one or what question. I don't think it's going to be, I don't know if it's 100 or 90. They're showing me in the higher ranking. And I'm not sure what test it's for or what the subject is overall, but I know it's for you going to, you know, school and whatnot. But I see you doing well with it. I'm not just saying that to make you feel good, but I'm being honest that you're doing really well. Your energy's good. Just remember, take a break, do things for you. Don't burn yourself out. I don't see you failing. I don't see you not getting in. I see you taking this super seriously and really passionately that you almost can't miss this. So there's no missing this. I want you to know that there is no failing. There is no, and I'm not saying that to, you're just really, you're going there. You're already lined up with it. So don't doubt it. All right.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Yeah.
What's your favorite song?
The last one. I don't really know.
No.
I have so many. I have so many artists that I like in Spanish and in English. So okay. I don't know. I just.
What's your favorite Spanish artist?
I want to say Romeo Santos. I think he's awesome. But I'm going to be seeing as a little gift to myself. I decided to go in May 30th. I'm going to go to a concert for just like in basically rewarding myself for the June exam.
Nice.
So it's going to be Rush. He's awesome. I really like him.
What is his name again?
Russ. He's a rapper.
Russ.
Russ. Like Russell, but it's Russ.
Russell. Russ. I think I'm looking it up right now. Just check it out. That's nice. All right. Well, I'm going to take a break and play a song here. And then I just want to thank you for calling in. I appreciate you. And keep doing what you're doing. Don't stop. And don't
thank
doubt
you.
Yourself, all right? You're very welcome.
Yes. Thank you so much. Bye.
You're welcome. Bye. All right, we're going to take a quick little break and play a song. We're going to take another call. I'm not sure exactly what song I want to play right now because I was enjoying the conversation here. I've been enjoying this this artist. I just played it earlier, but we'll play this one.
When you act yourself, wish I could learn that before I went through hell. Lord, I was trying to flip those cards I was dealt. I was tired of hiding, I had to work with myself. I said, stop trying to be the things that I'm not, trying to be like everyone else, trying to fix all that box. Oh, you got mad, keep the side of your heart, had it right from the start. Nothing worse than being thirsty. Oh, 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 oh. I'm no good at being young. I'm not good at being young. Damn, it feels good to be me. Oh, 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 oh. Ain't got nothing else to prove. Man, I'm finally free. Damn, it feels good to be me. Stop, 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 stop. Damn, it feels good to be me. You don't start living. You kill that shade, so I won't listen to the hate parade. I know that I'm not everyone cup of tea. Some people spit me right out now when they ask me to leave. That's when I stop trying to be the things that I'm not. I'm trying to be like everyone else, trying to fit inside their box. Oh, you got mad at people inside your heart. Had it right in the start. Can't be getting hurt. Nothing worse than being a thirsty. Oh, 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 I'm no good at being you. I'm no good at being you. Damn, it feels good to be me. Oh, 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 ain't got nothing else to prove. Man, I'm finally free. Damn, it feels good to be me. Da, 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 da.
All right, that was pretty dope, though. Thank you, Erica, for joining the conversation earlier. It's actually, like, perfect timing, as I said before, with the dreams thing. It's dream. If you have a dream, anyone listening right now, because I know we got callers here, we got someone in the chat. Hello, I see you in the chat. If you have a dream, passion, desire, goal, even if you want to do, a lot of people are like, I want to, you know, find my partner and love someone, you know, even if that's you. I want to remind you that you're kind of like me. We have a dream. We have something that we want to create and make into more of a reality. And I want to remind you is that you are awesome. Whoever you are, you have, I love you. I don't know who you are. I love you. You are an awesome individual. You're worthy of receiving what you want. I want to remind you, just like Erica, divine timing, and even for me, you are worthy of having what you want. I think sometimes we get in our head about if we can have it, or if it's there, or is it going to happen, and absolutely worthy of having. And yes, depending on the person, there can be problems, but I want to remind you, whoever you are listening right now, is that sometimes we have to start off realizing not everyone's going to see our dream and passion, goal, desire, and go, yes, that's so, you know, we wait for someone else to validate it, or we have to be that crazy, wild individual who has to, you know, see it through. Sometimes people might say, you know, it's not worth doing. Don't do that. don't do this, don't do that. It's not going to, you know, you're going to put money into it. It's going to be bad. It's going to, but you still have this passion, desire to do it. I mean, don't go rob a bank. I hope you don't have a passion to rob a bank or whatever, but you know, you want to do something, and don't let other people ever tell you you can't do what you want to do. And I've seen it many times. I love stories and successful stories that other people achieve their goals, and not to prove people wrong, just to believe in what they believe and really make it happen. I say that because my dream, I believe what I'm doing. I love what I'm doing. I light up when I do it, especially when I'm doing this. And it's to share with you, connect with people. I love connecting with people. I love hearing stories and just being ourselves. And that's all we can really be, right? So I'm going to take the next caller. We got area code 229. What's your name? Where are you calling from?
Thank you for taking my call. My name is Melvin, and I'm calling from Georgia.
What's going on, Melvin from Georgia? I appreciate you listening and calling in.
Yes, sir. Thank you for taking my call, sir.
You're welcome.
I just have concerns about, I think I talked to you before about these people at dialysis, and they're giving me a heck of a hard time. And I've been on dialysis about a next month it'll be 2 years, and I'm a veteran, and I'm close to about being on the transplant list. I just got to do a couple more tests. But my question is, like, what do you see? I have called corporate office and filed complaints, and some of the employees are kind of gathering up on me and making it hard for me and trying to get people with hardly no training to stick my arm, and I won't let them put me. So is they trying to what's going on, sir? Will you please help me with this?
So first of all, I want to thank you for your services. So your question is, what's going on? You're having some nurses that are trying to, they don't have experience, and it's just frustrating you?
Yeah, I mean, they have experience, but some of the techs that they train doesn't have experience. Send them over there and aggravate me like I'm getting aggravated. And like it was a bad week for me on Monday. And seemed like they ganged up on me, like they don't like me because I report what they do wrong to corporate office, but the corporate office, they haven't really came down yet. And do you see any of them leaving or getting fired for the way they treat not just me, but the other elderly men and women? Do you see a shakeup in the company that it may be happening?
What I was seeing first is that they were having a hard time getting your vein. Like they had to get the vein just to put, I don't know why. I was listening to the conversation. I was listening to what you're saying. I don't necessarily see an issue happening within the company, because it sounds like what I'm also getting and seeing is that there is an issue with employment there. They're having an issue with more people or having people or not enough people. I'm not really understanding the whole. There's a lot of people? No.
Sir.
Yeah. My other question, I have a question for you. Is there a possibility that you can change where you're going, or is this like one of those VA places you have to go to?
Bingo. Yes, sir. It's one of the VA places that I have to go to right up the street from my house, about 2 minutes from my house.
All that's really needed for you is you have a couple more tests for the transplant, you said?
Sir, before the people up in Gainesville put me on the transplant list, I just got to go to the dental and do a colonoscopy, and I'm scheduled already to go to do EKG, and that'll be it.
So there is going to be a shift in some sort of, I don't know the terms I want to use, but there's going to be a better care in the next couple months with the issue, because what my spirit guides are just telling me is that they want to know if your efforts of making this a problem seen. So they are telling me that there is going to be a, I'm looking for the word to explain this. They're going to be coming in to observe what's being done correctly, and that's going to be setting things in motion. They're going to be putting in a better care. Okay, they're going to be having a meeting after this. So what you have done and other people's complaints as well, it's going to be putting things in motion. I wouldn't see a change right away. This is going to be something that's going to take about six start. You know, think about the steps it's going to take, right? So people are going to be observed. There's going to be new implications. It's going to take three to 5 months overall, but it is going to make some changes. So, yes.
Well, will I be out of there by then with a transplant? Please see me actually getting a transplant.
I do get it. You know, I'm not just saying this to say it. You are going to be getting a transplant. I do feel that within a year. I'm not sure exactly when. I'm not always the best with timing. I just know that it's going to be within a year. Just make sure that you follow up with these tests, is what I'm being shown, is that there's a possibility that one of them to be adjusted with, like, maybe a diet or a regulate. I don't know what the terms are with these things, but there's one of those where you need make sure you take the test so that way it's observed sooner, so that way you adjust it sooner, and then you can be accepted to get that, okay?
Okay, you're right, guys. I definitely have to, they told me I had to lose like 32 pounds.
Mm-hmm.
So when you see that kind of hit on it.
I do, you know, I hope you don't mind. I do want to share this with you because I was picking up on some stuff with your health. Because I get that you're like me, you're a big guy. You got a muscle, you got structure to you. Try to move around more if you can, especially with your legs. And I say that because just even if it's for a couple minutes, you know, stand up, move around in different positions if you can. I don't know what you're able to do, but I want you to move around circulation-wise.
Yes, sir. Besides, all right. I have trouble with my legs and my feet, but I have a little neuropathy going on with my being a diabetic. So it's a lot of things going on with me. And is there any way I can set up a private reading to talk with you, sir?
Yeah, absolutely. Are you familiar with social media, or would you rather like a phone number?
A phone number, sir. Could you tell me my number?
I see your number on my screen. I can text you if you want on my business number.
That'd be great.
All right, I'll do that. I'll play a song in a minute. I'll do that for you, all right?
Yes, sir. Okay. Can I ask you one more question?
Sure, why not?
Yes, sir. And because I don't know what it is, but this it's one of these techs. She comes in on Friday. She is a really good tech. And I asked the state to give her. And her name is Niecy. And she's a younger lady. But I like her. And I think she likes me. Do you see us dating or going out for coffee or dinner or something?
I don't want to – don't take this the wrong way. I don't see that happening.
Okay, I'm not. No, okay. I just want to get my mind off of that. Yes, sir.
We can always enjoy the wonder, though. I mean, why not? Just even the moment, the conversation. But what I get is more friendly conversation there.
Yes, sir. But do you actually see me meeting someone soon? I'm tired of being alone.
No, I respect that. I understand. There's something about you joining some sort of, I see this more after within the next year or within the year of after like your transplant. I don't know if it's before or after, but I don't know if you participate in any groups, or there's something about you going to some sort of, I don't know the terms I want to use, gathering, hobbies, just meeting people, networking within the similarities of age, or there's something like that that is going to be able to, for you to meet someone there. Really, what I really recommend overall is going or finding some sort of connectivity when it comes to networking with hobbies, subjects, groups, networking, people of the same age bracket, or looking into the area that holds something for that. Because I do see meeting someone and being friendly and I see conversation happening and companionship. It's just more or less you getting in that alignment with them.
Right. Because I am the football coach, and I haven't coached in a couple of years, and I got two grandsons keep asking me, "Granddaddy, are you going to come back and coach?" But, you know, I've been to Dallas and all that, but I told them yes. See, I'm going to be back out there. And,
that's nice, though.
It will be maybe next year. It probably won't be this season.
No, I don't see it this season.
No, sir. So I don't want to coach back at my high school where I used to coach at. Do you see that's a possibility? I have asked him, but I think they know about my health. But after I got a kidney transplant, I've coached with coaches that had one kidney, and they've done better than me. So that's not an issue. So I'm not going to sit down. I don't want to sit down.
I understand.
Yes, sir. But that's my goal. I would like to coach again, and I'm out of, and that's why I believe you picked up. I meet a lot of people when I'm coaching and coaching kids. Meet a lot of parents, a lot of single women and males, females. I just meet a lot of people.
I'm not sure about the coaching thing. I do see you meeting someone, and I feel that you're going to be occupied and not really – not that your passion isn't to coach. I just don't see you wanting to do it because you're going to meet someone and not really want to do it. That makes sense?
Oh, yeah. Because I've got trophies all over my house.
Yeah. But I want to thank you for calling in. I really appreciate it. And I sent a message over to you, so let me know, and we'll talk about it, okay?
Okay. Thank you, sir.
You're welcome. All right, I'm going to take a minute. We're going to play another song, and I'll take another call. I'm going to be on here for a little bit. So I'm really big on patience. Don't go nowhere. Don't go nowhere. It's going to be okay. There's no rush. I'll get to you. I'll get to you. We're going to get it. We're going to cover it somehow, some way. I like to take little breaks because it also helps me mentally and emotionally. And it feels good. You know what I'm saying? What song do I play?
Told me that soon as these will be the good old days, all the love you forget and all these reckless nights you regret. Soon as soon your whole life's gonna change, you miss the magic of these good old days.
I was thinking about bands. I was thinking about the fans. We were underground. Load of merch in that 12-passenger van in a small club in Minnesota, and the snow outside of First Ave. I just wanted my name in the star. Now look at where we at. Still growing up. Still growing up. I would lay in my bed and dream about what I've become. Can I wait to get older? Can I wait to be someone? Now that I'm here, wishing I was still young. Those good old days.
Somebody would have told me, babe, it's only these are the good old days. All the love you won't forget, and all these reckless nights you won't regret. Suddenly soon your whole life's gonna change. You'll miss the magic of the good old days.
Wish I didn't think I had the answers. Wish I didn't drink all of that flash first. Wish I made it to homecoming. Got up the courage to ask her. Wish I would have gotten out of my show. Wish I put the bottle back on that show. Wish I wouldn't have worried about what other people thought or felt comfortable with myself. Rooftop open and the stars above. The moment frozen, speaking out and falling in love. Me and now two talk. We just begun. You on the grass trainer, figuring out who I was. Those good old days.
I wish somebody would have told me, babe. It's only these are the good old days. All the lies you were thinking. And all these reckless days you understand. Cause suddenly soon your whole life's gonna change. You'll miss the magic of the good old days.
Never thought we'd get old. Maybe we're still young. Maybe you always look back and think it was better than it was. Maybe these are the moments. Maybe I've been missing what it's about. Been scared of the future, thinking about the past. While I'm missing out on now, we've come so far. I guess I'm proud. And I ain't worried about the wrinkles around my smile. I got some scars. I've been around. I felt some pain. I've seen some things, but I'm here now. Those good old days.
Oh, you don't know. Oh. What you got, oh, oh, till it goes, oh, oh, till it's gone, oh, oh, you don't know, oh, oh, what you got, oh, oh, till it goes, oh, oh, till it's gone. I wish somebody would have told me. These are good old days. All the love you forget. And all these reckless lives you regret. Only soon your whole life's gonna change. You'll miss the magic of these good old days.
So, before I take the next caller, I just want to say where do I begin? You know, I have life, right? You know, I have a past. I've made choices. I made mistakes. We all have been through stuff. And I think it's really important also, you might wonder where you're going next. And you might wonder, is this happening? Is that happening? And I think we get caught up sometimes in our future, in our past, or past repeating. And is this going to happen for me? And really it reminds me of there's something I'm learning more about is how it's really just all this illusion, right? So let's say you have everything you need right now and you're happy. And I go, hey, I got this thing over here. You don't have this. And you go, oh, man, I'm not happy. I don't have that. And now you need this. So then you're going to want it, right? You want this. And then you get it. And then I go, well, I got five other things that you don't have. And this is kind of what's happening in our world is that there's things that are being created and there's things that we are able to enjoy, but there's things that sometimes we feel where it could be love, it could be career, it could be money, it could be all this stuff, but you're never going to truly be happy. And I say my past is my past because there's been a lot of times where I didn't really appreciate what I had. I didn't appreciate who I was with, relationship, or I really didn't understand myself. You know, I had issues myself, but I say this because we can continue repeating patterns. And I think what I'm really proud of myself for, and I say this for anyone out there doing the same thing, if you're learning about yourself and evolving, proud of yourself. You know, you come a long way, and sometimes we just feel we're not exactly where we want to be right now. But sometimes it's just an illusion to let go of that false negativity that makes you feel that you need something. You don't need anything. Sometimes we just want to fix up an emotion that is just the feeling. We want it to be better. We want something to be better. And really, you just have to let that go and be present. You're doing great. You might not have what you want right now. You might not be where you want to be. But you know what? You're doing freaking amazing. And don't let anything from your past, worries, doubts, fears, concerns, burden you. You don't need to prove yourself to anyone. You don't need to apologize to anyone but yourself, because we think that we have to wait for this moment or talk to someone, or sometimes it's just be real with you. You're the captain of your ship. You know what I'm saying? I'm going to take the next caller. We got area code. Oh, no, I don't know which one I want to talk about. The vibrational energy right here. Do I feel this one's good? This one's good. This one feels interesting to me. This one feels... I'm going to go with 956. What's your name? Where are you calling from?
Hi. Thank you for taking my call. My name's Tony.
Tony, where are you calling from?
I'm calling from Texas.
Tony from Texas. Thank you for listening to the show and calling in. My name's Joe. I'm from New York.
Oh, hi, Joe. First time caller.
I appreciate you. Do you have a question?
Yeah. I know you said you had a picked up your vibration. What did you pick up on me?
So I was looking at the phone numbers on my screen, and I was like, honestly, it's kind of lining up with what I felt. I felt that you had this the energy I felt was interesting personality, has like this very vibrant there's more to it. The other number that I'm not going to say the number, but the other number that I was going over was kind of like blunt. Here's who I am. This is what I want to know. But you had more energy to offer in a conversation. So I was like, it kind of had this mystery to it too, where I like mystery.
Oh.
I feel like I'm a mysterious person myself, but,
nice.
Yeah, you got me talking. So that's what I got. If you don't want to, ask a question, I can also continue to tell you what I pick up on, for you.
Well, I mean, I thought that was cool. I was like, I want to see what he picked up. That was great. I was actually wanting to know career-wise and, what you pick up on that and possibly even love life.
Well, the career thing, I felt heavy. It kind of reminds me of my situation right now. I feel it in my stomach right now. So the reason why I'm saying this, I'm just also verbally communicating what's going on emotionally. You're letting it bother you. You're not letting yourself digest this, or you're not digesting it properly, the career thing. So let's feel this through and see this through. Make sure that you are really feeling things out with what you really want to do, what makes you really happy, and not really look into the money part, or because there's an issue with alignment with your career right now, and things are kind of playing a little role here so that you see that you need to be aligned with what it is you really meant to do. It's almost as if you're not that you can't get it or find out what it is. There's something that you almost don't believe in yourself to do or to get. But once you start to accept that you are an awesome individual and that you have this gift to offer, and that gift is your uniqueness and not just a job. That's what I'm hearing. Don't just go for a job and don't just keep repeating the same thing. And what else is it that I'm feeling here? For some reason, I'm also feeling it in my ankles now. You need to let go of feeling like you're stuck or being like the shackles are holding you back. So let go of that mentality or thinking for a little bit of, I need a job, the money thing, the career thing, or where is this going? I feel like you're working right now? Because I feel like there's something there. You just want to know where is this going?
Yeah, I love what I do. I really do, but I don't want to be stagnant, and I mean like staying in the same position. So I put myself out there with my management team and go, hey, you know, I've been doing this for 2 years.
Right.
I feel that I've already surpassed it, and I want growth, change. Mm-hmm. So I'm putting myself out there. You know, they've seen that I'm putting myself out there, and I'm willing to learn things, and they're seeing that in me. So I don't expect for them to say, okay, just you came out here, you've already made it clear this is, you know, that you want something else for change to happen overnight. But I just put myself out there because I would like to promote to something else. I know I'm hopefully in the near future, in a couple of months or so, or by the end of the year, that there'll be other positions available. Even like to supervisory that I'm hoping to be considered for, and I feel like I am a qualified candidate, you know, and
I want you to know something. You're worthy of more. But I want you to, no, I'm not trying to do like a mental trick here. I need you to understand that what's you're worthy of more. And I feel like you question that you're worthy of more.
No, I know I am. Maybe you're right. I do question it. I'm actually starting God Willing School this August. So not only I'm hoping to have a little bit more to offer as well. But I mean, something you said kind of it's true. It's because I'm looking for more money. I don't make what I used to make before. But sometimes I question myself, like, you know what, you can make all the money in the world and be at a place and not be happy. But I can honestly say I don't make a lot of money, but yet I'm happy to go to work. You know, that makes a difference.
And so it becomes a weird scenario, because then you kind of do what I've done before, where you're being grateful, but then you do want more. And then you're going back to, but I want more. And you're like, well, I'm grateful. And what's happening here is you've been there for 2 years, right? And I'm already feeling this at my current job in a different way. You deserve to be compensated or appreciated. And you don't, in a way, not verbally saying it, but I feel it. You're like, okay, I've been here. I would like to either be appreciated or brought to another placement to grow. You know, I want to grow more. I want to do more. I want to, because when you're stagnant, there's just no growth there. It's you're doing the same thing over and over. It's like I'm pretty good at this in 2 years. I did want to ask you something. Have you ever thought about opening your own business?
I have. You know, my dream is like, if I had a little bit of extra money,
yeah.
I've always wanted to buy like rental properties. I have no idea why, but that's like something you have to have money for that, but it's something that like, there's got to be a way. You just got to know how, they'll play on their own.
You have this energy that's like, God bless you. You have extra energy with you. For some reason, and don't take this the wrong way. Where's this cleaning thing coming in? Do you love cleaning?
No.
I try to
keep my house clean. I'm a clean freak. I work in the medical field, so I have to be clean.
Have you ever thought about, and I'm just, you know, don't take this the wrong way, because I'm hearing clean. You love that, which is good. Have you ever thought about maybe doing this for extra money for like on the side, like cleaning homes or something? Or?
Oh, yeah. You know, I actually have, and it's so funny. When I was younger, and I'm not young anymore, people were like, "Oh, that is so embarrassing to do something like that." But now that I'm older and wiser, I'm like, you know what? It doesn't matter what you do, because at the end of the day, you're working. It's you're bringing in income, and it's decent. It's a decent job. There's nothing wrong with it. And
I'm just
doing
it for extra for you.
I've considered it.
You have extra energy. You have a great energy. You're very, very like go. And you're very oriented. You have routines. You like your routines. But with this job thing, so it's either you're going to be moved to a new position, and I'm not sure what that position is going to be. It might be a whole different thing for you. But don't argue with yourself. I'm not saying you're arguing, but don't humble yourself, because it's almost like you're telling yourself, no, I'm okay. It's okay. It's okay. It's not okay. You want more.
I've applied for other positions. I put in for other positions within the company, because I work basically at the hospital. So there's other positions out there. So I don't have to stay where I'm at. But I'm looking to where I have the background for it, which I finally find, which is a staffing position. Maybe that could be it, you know, and where people call, like nurses are calling in, and you find nurses that are willing to go in. That's the position that I applied for. And, you know, I'm putting myself out there because, like you said, I want more. Like, I just want more. I like to learn things.
Yeah.
I really do.
Yeah, you like to, well, the word I like to use is absorb, but you like to learn. And then when, I understand what you're saying. Once you've learned it and then you executed it and now you got it and then you're doing it for 2 years, it's kind of like, okay, ready, give me something else. I'm ready to. So
yeah.
I do see you in a management position, and that can be, you know, I want you to remind yourself of a different perspectives here. It could be the management of, I don't know. There's so many different types of managers out there, but I see you being a manager of a staff or a group of people that are, you're in charge of something, but don't sell yourself short. I guess the message is here. Go for something that is, you can be a boss. I feel that you would be a great boss or a leader. And I think you're ready for that role. And I see that going well for you. I'm not sure exactly. That might not be, it might not be in the same company. It might be in the same company, but I see you being a manager of something, and you're going to know that you're going to enjoy it. You're going to like it, but that's what I'm getting for you. I'm not sure exactly what it is.
I've always been a supervisor. This is the first time I'm not a supervisor.
Oh.
This is the first position that I took upon myself because the company I was before, I loved it too as well. But
is there
a
casino by you?
No, Texas has no casinos.
No casino in Texas. Why is that coming
up
too?
But I love to gamble.
Why you love to gamble.
I mean, I don't gamble to the point that I'm going to go broke. I have a limit. I like to go play the small little slot machines, and I always tell myself $20, $30 max.
Right.
And if I win $60, I'm all happy about it. Yeah, I won $20 more, $60 more.
I'm the same way, but I'm also, I'll go, well, $50 more and that's it. You know, I'll be like, just a little bit more. That's okay. And then after that, then I'll be like, all right, no, that's really it. Because I had to learn at a young age, like, I didn't really know how to play in casinos. But I was
and I do not know how to play, but I mean I just play the small amount, so my mom used to love to gamble, so and I just kinda like, it was just like this little thing. Now I'll go play little machines, little slots here and there for 25 cents or something. I just enjoy to go and just have a beer. It just gets my mind out of work, out of the regular routine. It's relaxing to me. I don't do it every day.
Was your mom short?
Yeah.
She was short, and she would always be busy with her hands, and then she would say something randomly to you?
Oh, my mom was always busy. She used to take care of the elderly. She was who did at home health, yeah.
I said, well, so I'm seeing a shorter and a, like not heavy set, but this woman is like busy with her hands. And then she's like out of nowhere, she's saying some sort of advice on the side that you didn't ask for. Did she always like say something randomly?
My mom was very, she was always very busy. Like say she took care of the elderly people.
Mm-hmm.
To work like for nursing homes and stuff like that. So she was always busy. I got a little bit off her because I was like trying to keep busy.
I do want to say this for you too, because this is a very big topic for everyone right now. Sometimes, and you know, this is also connecting to me as well. As much as we want to control, or we feel like we're in control of our life, sometimes we got to let it flow, and everything's going to work out for you. Try not to focus so much on when or how this is going to come in. Just know that change, it's almost like, you know, you're ready for change. And so the universe is bringing that change for you, but it's going to be good. I see you as a supervisor, a manager. And I see you being happy with that. And just don't, right now you kind of feel what I feel, which is like, all right, I'm done with this. I'm really not in a bad way. You love what you do. For me, I'm like, all right, I love this. I like this, but I'm ready for the next thing. But it's coming. I see it happening in the next, like, month. Well, you're going to know about it within the month, 3 weeks.
Well, I'm
going to
call you. I'm excited.
Keep looking. Do whatever you're doing right now. I don't see you missing the opportunity. It's going to come to you. It's going to be a supervisor position or a management position. It might be a different type of work, but you're able to do it, something you can do and will do well with. So I'm hearing 2 weeks to 3 weeks. So I say month, I guess, to cover myself, but I get 2 to 3 weeks. So, yeah, let me know, okay?
Patience is virtue. What about my love life? What can you tell me about my love life?
That's an extra $5.
Oh, man.
I'm just kidding. Honestly, so what I'm hearing for you, Tony, is that you're going to have to put yourself out there a little bit more. Don't just wait for something to happen. Sometimes we got to put ourselves out there. And I know, listen, I'm not a fan sometimes of the dating apps, but putting yourself in any position where you're going to be able to meet someone, because I think we're always, and this is for a lot of people, we're always seeming like maybe you're not hoping, but people think it's just going to happen. And things just happen sometimes because we're putting ourselves in a certain placement of being open to receiving. So what I'm hearing is, if you would like this, make sure you put yourself in places or somewhere that you feel comfortable with. It doesn't have to be everywhere, or even like they have groups or meetup groups, or there's a dating app, or there's more than one option. Otherwise, it's not that it can't happen or it won't happen. It's just that what I'm hearing my guide say is line yourself up with opportunities to meet more people.
Okay. Sounds like a plan.
You got it. Thank you for calling in. I appreciate it.
Well, thank you very much for taking my call, and I'll follow up with you.
You're welcome. I'll hear from you in like two, three weeks. So I want to talk about some stuff here, and we'll take maybe one more caller. I don't know, one or two more. See what happens. But I want to remind everyone, every Thursday night I do this at 8 p.m. on the East Coast. I'm on Nueva York. I'm in New York. I am about an hour and 40-something minutes from the city. I'm in the Hudson Valley region of the United States. So I'm near Poughkeepsie. So if you know people or you have family over there, be like, yo, what's up? There's a guy named Joe. He's over there too. I also do private readings, and I do metaphysical life coaching privately as well. I do video chats. You can see my face. You can contact me on my Facebook page through a messenger, or you can text me on my business number, which is 845-202-2093. Hold on. I'll do it again. Don't just start texting me and be like, oh, my God, you know, Joe. And you can text me. It's all good. It's my business number. 845-202-2093. I know, right? It's amazing. I want to share this with everyone. I think a lot of us there was something about this conversation that I really wanted to focus on real quick. Oh, yeah. Letting go of control. I think it's really sometimes a difficulty or a challenge because we really just want to figure things out now. We want to have that thing that I go, oh, this is it. Yes. It's just that clarity. For me right now, you know, there's something about purpose and passion, or, you know, there's something I applied for recently. It's totally, my resume and experience are not completely lined up with it, but it shows passion for sure. And it's in broadcasting. And I said, why not? You know, this lights me up. This lights me up. I might not be able to, you know, I'm learning new stuff, applying for the job. I learned there's like writing samples. I didn't know they had writing samples. You know, it's a radio DJ. I didn't know about that. So I gave a little sample and I was like, honestly, like I just did this for just to show you guys, but I could totally learn more. I'll learn more. I think when you're willing to do something, if it's something you're really willing to do and you're passionate about, why not? So I applied for it. I did a video. Anyways, what I'm basically coming to the point about this is saying, I really, you know, there's certain things I just don't want to do anymore. I want to fulfill my passion. And media or sharing more of what I do and my authenticity and have fun. I don't want to just keep doing like the same old job after job thing. You know, I used to be a chef for 9 years. I enjoy the creativity and the fun. I don't want to be in the kitchen all day. I would love to have my own business one day, but I realized today that, all right, I'm not going to get all these answers tonight. You know, I live through the moment. I have to be present. And there's this trust in the process stuff. And there's this whole, like, let it just come to you. And I've really been practicing the whole path of least resistance and flow, which is, when you're in the path of least resistance, you're in a calm, happy, non-resistant vibration. You're not in a negativity of, I need this, and what's the answer? I'm not happy. And it's being happy, flowing, and finding something to do that is also happy. It could be go get lunch. The other day I went, I got lunch and then I went shopping. I got some t-shirts because I'm going through a new wardrobe. I don't fit my clothes anymore because I got bigger, which is not a good thing. And then, so I've been shopping and loving myself. So instead of me thinking, oh man, my life or this or that, or I'm single, or I was like, no, I love myself. We're going to go do things that aren't thinking negatively, and I'm going to love myself and be happy. And that's sometimes all it really is, because we're trying to solve the problem now. And if we keep believing that we're not, you know, enough, or we're not happy, or this or that, we put resistance to things. And when you're out there doing your thing and you're happy and you know it, you clap your hands, but you let go, and then you have more answers that come to you out of nowhere. You're like, you know what? It's a great idea. Where'd that come from? And trust me, if you practice this, it gets better. I also have been saying more things that help me. What if this gets better than I, what if this, hold on, damn it. What if this turns out better than I can imagine? And then I let it go. I say it out loud because I'm in my head thinking about all these, like, oh man, I don't like to, what if this works out better than I can imagine? And I say it and I let it go, and it does. It works out. I'm not kidding. Like, things get, I was like, whoa, I didn't expect that to happen. I think even in times where we're kind of disappointed or upset, I think we got to see the positives. Because there might be something good there that you're not realizing. Be grateful. It could always be worse, right? So my point overall is, I say my point overall is because it gets my mind back together on the whole track, because I have ADD. And if you can follow me, I mean, you might have ADD too. You might, you're like, yeah, I get it. You're dope. You're good. You know, if you have ADD or ADHD and you're following people in the conversation, you're like, no, no, no. And they're like, oh, I'm sorry, I'm all over the place. No, I get it. I too have this gift, but I get, you don't have to apologize for being you, because we understand. Yeah, don't apologize for being awesome. So my point overall was, what? Get out of your head, focus on the good things, because when you think negatively, you're just questioning. What's really happening is, am I really worthy of receiving this awesomeness? Like, love life, and there's other things that I'm also learning too. You're basically going, am I really worthy of receiving such awesome stuff to happen? Because then we have to, like, brainstorm and contemplate and loop around these thoughts. You're like, I just want to make this happen. I just want to make this happen. And all you got to do is let it go. Let it go. Be happy. Trust the process, because you're manifesting it to not go the way you want it to go. If you keep worrying so much and worrying so much and worrying so much, just let go. Trust the process. It's a conditioning too. I had to let go of the conditioning because I don't know what this negative energy is right now, but you gotta go. This is, hold on. I ask my spirit guides to clear the negativity, release it. Oh, okay. Sorry, side note. What I was saying was, I got sidetracked. There's this negative energy. It's starting to go away now. I feel better. Hopefully someone else feels better too, because it needed to go bye-byes. We need to end the conditioning mindset. That mindset can be the triggered response. You just, that's what you do, right? And you're like, I'm upset about this, and you become the victim, and we got to let go of that and just be okay with being okay. And it's can be an addiction, can be a problem. We just got to work it out. It's going to be okay. Just be able to be present and enjoy the moment. And it's okay to have conversations and talk with your friends and all that stuff. So let's see. What do I want to do? Well, I want to thank everyone. I'm going to take one more caller, I think. Take one more caller, and then we'll wrap this up. What's your name? Where are you calling from? Area code 707.
Hi, Valerie.
Whoa, what's up, Valerie?
Valerie, California. Hi, how are you?
Hi, I'm doing great. I love your energy.
Thank you.
Hi. I mean, you're like, hi, Valerie, California. Hi, I'm Joe, New York. So what's going on? What do you got? Questions, concerns, thoughts? You know?
I want to see if you see me working within the next maybe month or so.
Let's see. Right now what I'm doing is kind of understanding the energy, what the problem is or what's going on with the whole thing. Did you switch gears? Were you doing something of your own business or doing your own thing? And do you do your own thing?
No, I'm not working.
Okay. Have you thought about working for yourself?
No.
Okay. Just curious. Okay, so there's something lining up for you. Why is it taking so long? What is the issue with it? Okay, so there's something going on with your belief around career and finances, or there's been a struggle. So there's something that has caused a struggle or something that you had lost a job in the past. What I'm explaining right now is in your past, there's been something emotionally that you might not be conscious of, but it caused this issue around worthiness of receiving work. And this could be also be around emotions of being enough, being able to do this on your own is what I'm hearing, being able to, okay, there's fears and concerns coming up. Hold up. Were you in a relationship in the past that separated from someone?
Oh, no, that's not even on my radar. The only thing on my radar now is work and money.
No. Was there past, I know that you're focused on work and money. What I'm looking right now, Valerie, is that there's issues with why you're not receiving the work and money. And what those issues are is something within your emotional energy and your past. So that's what I'm asking about past. Something that had caused this deeper rooted belief that I'm not sure what the main root is here, but okay. Also being able to, okay, what are you doing to love yourself? I'm throwing out a lot of different things right now because loving yourself is a very easy word, but what are you doing for you?
I just do what I want to do when I want to do it for myself.
Right. No, I understand that. It's a good start. What I'm getting to right now is how emotionally available are you for yourself? Because what I'm hearing and getting, say it again.
Go ahead. No, go ahead. I'm listening.
So emotionally available for yourself. What does that feel like when I say that?
Being available for yourself, for your needs and wants.
So what I'm really getting here, Valerie, is I'm going to be blunt here. You need to be emotionally connected within your own self. And what I'm trying to explain here is that there's something within you emotionally. You're more strong in your consciousness. So there's a disconnect a little bit. Emotion, I'm not saying that you don't feel emotion. When it's for yourself and for mentally and emotionally, there's sometimes we can be not coherent with both. They're separated. There's something that you are closed off emotionally about that you don't, it's like you close yourself off a little bit from things. And this is why the work's not coming in. There's a mixture of different things around that. I can't all do it right now on a whole live radio show. It's a mini reading, right? But there is something emotionally you need to open up with. And I know this sounds weird to some people, and I feel like I gotta explain it to you, but when you open up emotionally, there could be an issue, which I'm trying to explain to you, that is a deeper rooted problem, that there's a disbelief that you are creating this lack in work, right? It's a lack mentality. And so the more we feel this lack within ourselves, there's a mirror of as within, so without. So there's something within you around finances, work, purpose, passion, goals, desire, whatever it is. And listening to you, I can also, not in a negative way, don't take this the wrong way, but I can also tell that you have to go a little bit deeper within yourself to find out what it is emotionally that needs to open up. Does this make sense?
I don't know.
So I know that you're asking about work. I'm not one of those psychics that you call and they're like, oh, you know, yeah, in 3 months. I was talking to other people about certain things.
I'm just listening. Right. I'm just listening.
I respect and appreciate you. So what's going to happen is this, if you do this, right, and if you learn more about it, and I'm not just sugarcoating it and trying to send you on your way and be like, good luck. If you start asking yourself certain questions, what is it within me that is unhappy? What is it about this? You know, going deeper, not just the basic levels of, well, I'm not happy because I don't have this, I don't have that. It's going to a point of, why am I really, really not receiving this? If what is work so symbolically for you? Let's work it out real quick. What does work symbolically do you mean? Or what is the symbol of that?
I guess it would be expansion. Is all
expansion.
I can think of.
So there's a symbol of expansion for you. I mean, that's a good expression, because you're saying to me, I want something more. I want something. And also what I want to ask you too is, when you're feeling the symbolic meaning of expansion, is this something that you feel is a new position, something different, something you haven't done before? What does that feel like to you? And there's a reason why I'm asking. You're doing great.
Yeah. I was trying to, get back into the field I was in before I
Does that feel like it's an expansion, though, if it's – and I'm not trying to – I know this sounds weird.
On a financial level, yes, because I'm not looking to do a full-time position. I basically was looking for a part-time.
Okay.
So the money would have to be pretty decent.
So you want part-time, and the money would have to be pretty decent.
Right.
I'm not really sure. I'm not really sure what that's going to be, but part-time, sometimes it's not. Part-time would be hourly. I'm not sure what you're looking for work, but I do want to go back to the original message here. I would let go of conditions. I would try to just focus on what it is emotionally you need, because there's an issue with work and meeting your standards. And I feel that you have these conditions to what it is you want it to be, but you have to also see why they're not lining up, or what it is. I don't see things lining up until you find out what it is you're going to be happy doing part-time. And I'm also getting more or less too that so the previous job, I don't feel it's an expansion there, but this is going to be something that you're going to have to focus on and really ask yourself about fulfillment and purpose and passion. And also the money issue is a problem, because with part-time and what you're really wanting, it's not really lining up.
Okay, because I applied 2 or 3 part-time positions already, and the situation is that those jobs keep coming back up. So I don't know what that's about.
Say that one more time. They keep coming back what?
The positions that I applied for, like 3-4 months ago, are back up again.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, apply for them again. Call them and ask. Well, there's still something. I would look for other jobs though. Apply for them again, but I want to wrap this up and say this one more time. There's something, mm-hmm. How do I explain this differently? Sometimes we don't receive what we really want because we're in our subconscious mind or emotionally, there's something blocking it. And until we actually, and I don't like the word block, until we actually bring it to surface and go, oh, you know, maybe you didn't fully believe that you were worthy of receiving this, or you didn't fully believe that there was this disbelief that this can happen. Because sometimes we believe this negative thing because it's all we're seeing. So, for example, if you keep seeing that you're not getting these jobs, part of your brain goes, I don't know if I'm going to get a job. So it's something in that nature. But emotionally, I want you to get back in touch with yourself and go, you know, I am getting this. I need you to believe in yourself and what you want. I am doing this. I am receiving this part-time job. I am successful. I am. There's something about within you and your thoughts or feelings for some reason. These aren't always conscious. They're subconscious.
Right.
The subconscious thing is
right.
That it's almost like we're fighting ourselves. It's like, I believe in this, but really, mm-hmm. Do you? And then you get it. You get it now. That's what I'm getting. If you were to work on this a little bit and just go and also trust the process, and there's something going to line up for you. I don't know when. If you were to work on what we're talking about, I see things happening, or I feel it happening faster for you than you're expecting. So I get more like 2 weeks it could happen if you were to believe and just use affirmations maybe. Affirmations are great. Utilize words that are as it already is. I am employed and have great pay.
Okay.
It's mm-hmm. Believe in it as if it already is. And I know these are like magical things, but it really does work. It's the power of the mind. And I don't want to be one of those people that's like, yeah, I see you doing this. And this is, I'm giving you the reasons of how this can go down sooner.
Right.
And letting go of mm-hmm. the present moment where you might be worried or doubting it. Just know that mm-hmm. you are, that it's yours, and you go for it.
Okay.
All right.
Okay. Yes.
I gave you some homework.
Yes, I accept the homework. I will do that.
You're great. I believe
absolutely.
In you, Valerie.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Have a good night. All right, everyone. So I do this every Thursday night where I take phone calls. I chat with you. I love hearing from everyone. I also complain about my life or tell you what I've learned recently while complaining. Sometimes I'll talk about stuff and then I'll learn something about something while I'm talking about it. I love talking. It's probably why I get so sad sometimes because I'm not talking. It makes a lot of sense. It's like, I don't want to talk while I'm at work or, you know, I put conditions to my talking. Unless like today I started talking by myself and I was at my job. I was out and some guy was like in the background. Probably thinks I'm crazy because I said it out loud. I was like, you know what? All right, so let's just talk about this, Joe. You're not happy about this right now. It's okay. It's okay. What are we going to do about it right now? I was basically telling myself that I have to let go of what I can or cannot control, you know, what I can do right now, what I can't do. Look at the pros, look at the cons. Because my thoughts and feelings were like, all right, I'm not really fully, I don't want to be here doing this right now. We got to work on things sometimes, and I'm grateful. I appreciate stuff. I think it goes back to us going back and forth sometimes with knowing what we want. We deserve more. We deserve better, but we're also in the middle of things, and we have to just kind of go with the flow. And I really want to say this too. Sometimes we want to do things now or get things answered now, and it's really just about trusting the process and just going with the flow. And that I want to remind you that that illusion of happiness sometimes is something else. It's that thing that makes you feel like, oh, you can't be happy until this is fixed or that's that. And it's not true. You can be happy right now, easier said than done, which is a super powerful thing because when you actually realize your happiness and power, you're not letting things bother you. And I want you to understand how that really powerhouses things because when you're not letting other things bother you and you are a powerhouse, then you're attracting and you're also pulling in a positive way of what you want. You're not being resistant to what you want. So when you let go, and it's like a mind mental workout, but eventually you go, oh, I don't need to let this bother me. It's all going to work out in my favor. And then you let go and you like, maybe you go get sushi or something. And things work out in your favor if you let go and stop trying to control it. It's such a, I get it, and it works out for me. And there's moments where I'm like, why am I not just remembering the method? I know it don't work. So I'm fine. It's going to work out. Sometimes we just need to do the thing and then go, okay, I'm putting it down now. For real. All right, guys. Well, I want to appreciate you guys for joining the show, and I'm not really sure what song I want to play, but I'll play this one. Have a good night.
Drag you up to get into the